Wait a little. I should clear this subject. Otherwise, you cannot have any idea. It has been told, je saddhaman jan hai bhakti adhikari. In bhakti, the qualification is that whether he should be rich, wretched, nevertheless, and so on. But if there is Shraddha, he is qualified to be a bhakta. So Shraddha must be there. But here it is told that if anyone has greed to serve Krishna like Brajavasis, like gopis, like friends, like others, then it is lobhamai shraddha. Where is shraddha in this? In first shraddha is clear, but in second, where there is lobh, greed? Understand my question? Without shraddha, you cannot enter in any kind of shraddha, bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti or raganiva. But in Vaidhi bhakti, we see it is clear that there must be some shraddha. And by shraddha, we can enter in Vaidhi bhakti. But those who are doing, practicing lakhs and lakhs births Vaidhi bhakti, it may be that they cannot enter in that raganuga bhakti. There must be some greed, lobh, otherwise they cannot go. Here we are not seeing shraddha, only lobh we are seeing, but before it has been told that any kind of bhakti, shraddha is essential. What is shraddha? To have faith, firm belief in Guru Bhakya, Shastra Bhakya and Krishna Bhakya. This is Shraddha. We are doing pranam to anyone. It is not Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Shraddha to have so much strong faith in his Guru words, but that Guru should be very realized. Not Rama Shama Jadu and others. Rama Shama, you know? Ramaswami is a worldly person.
Common person.
Not drinking always in this ocean of lust and all that. Not like this. This would be very, but realize so. So much faith, a strong faith in Guru Bhakya, Krishna Bhakya, and Shastra Bhakya. And three are one. No difference at all. But sometimes we cannot realize this fact. So having so much strong faith in this is called Shraddha. And when this Shraddha comes internally, then outwardly something is seen, that is called Shraddha. To serve, the tendency to serve Krishna, this is bhakti lata bij. It comes from Krishna or Krishna associates. This tendency. When this tendency comes in the heart of any devotees, outwardly some faith, shraddha is seen. Like Haridas Thakur told, if you will cut me in pieces, but I will never, never and never give up Harinam. We see this Shraddha in Prahlad Maharaj. How his father is trying to cut him, to finish him. But he is not giving up Harinam, chanting, remembering, doing services to Krishna. We can be changed in a moment if any very hard thing will come, your husband will come and tell that I will cut you into pieces, otherwise you will give up this. Oh, what to do? They will eat. They are attached to any lady and she will tell, I will give up you if you will chant Harinam. Oh, what to do? I can give up Harinam chanting for you. We cannot be like Prahlad all, or like. So this is called Shraddha. So Shraddha must be there. There, in Raganuga Sadhan, love is there, but also Shraddha is there, not said there. There, the Shraddha is in the shape of a Ruchi. No? If there is no Ruchi, you cannot follow anything. In Vaidhi Bhakti, in lower stage, whether you have Shraddha, there is no Ruchi. Ruchi will come when? Ruchi will come for Sadhu Sangha, then next Sadhu Sangha, then association of Vaishnavas, Sadhu Sangha, and then Guru Karan, Guru Seva, and by following the teachings of Guru Seva and doing bhajan, Anartha Nivritti will go, and after that Nishtha will come, and after Nishtha there will come Ruchi. But there, where there is greed, from beginning Ruchi is there. What Guru will tell, what you are reading, at once Ruchi is helping so much. So it begins from there. If anyone can go in the stage of Ashakti, it is very rare to fall down, never fall down. If there is no Nishtha, at once anyone can go. Some person I know that they take renounce Vairagya and Sannyas, but even not Nishtha is there, only simple Shraddha. And moving in air means
shaking and waving,
shaking here and there. So at that time they took sannyas and they fell down. They gave up their worldly practices. Anyhow, they were attached in so many businesses. Then they will try to go to university to learn something, to make miracle, or to know so many arguments. They have not attended their Gurudev University, Haridas University, or any university, or Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj University. So they have no firm belief, no actual Shraddha yet. So in that greed there is also Shraddha in the form of Ruchi. So this faith, this greed is also with Shraddha. So Ashraddha is also everywhere it is needed. Today you should try to digest and try to think all these things. I think that you have heard so many times Narad and Vyas Upakhyan, but not in this way. No? Something special?
Very much special.
Try to note down here, not in cassettes, that you will at once forget it. And if anyone stole that
cassette, then.
So you should try to come punctually at the time and sit nearby and try to take all these things like nectar. Gaur Pramana. I'm seeing that if I will explain it thoroughly, this Narad Upakhyan, then it will take not less than 1 month. Then how I can go up to 10th canto? I'm thinking now. This is a very big problem for me.
But
I think that so many thousands of devotees will die there. So their course and their path will come to me. If you will take, you can do, manage. Acha, Mahamantra.